This is Guildcast, episode 21, for March 27th, 2006. So, I wanted to really quickly explain what this episode is all about before I start it. After the faction's preview weekend was over yesterday, I sat down and recorded a conversation I had with Lady Senea, where we discussed our candid opinions on everything, like what we liked and what we didn't like, and also some rumors we'd heard from other players. Now, we did this recording by using TeamSpeak after some failed attempts at using Google Talk and things like that. So I didn't get the name of the person whose TeamSpeak server we used for this, but I wanted to thank him for letting us use it. And the quality is not that great, and the topics jump around a bit, but I had a lot of fun talking with her, and I hope you all enjoy it. Welcome back to Guildcast, everyone. This is your host, Sean, and I'm here with Lady Senea this time. Say hi, Lady Senea.
Hi, everybody.
And we're going to talk a little bit about what we think about the Factions Weekend, and some of the pros and cons, and some of our favorite things that we go over. Were you able to play a lot?
I played a good amount. I played some of the, like, went to the different towns and played some quests and missions.
How far did you get?
I didn't really, like, gain a whole ton of faction or anything. How much did you do?
Yeah, I didn't do too much either. I did, I think I had, like, 4,000 faction with Luxon. And most of that was just running around with my guild, just doing little quests. But I was more interested in, you know, finding out about the new armors and weapons and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and one of the things I'm most excited about is all the different skills.
For all the professions?
Yeah, for all of them. Some people were complaining a little bit about the fact that there's, like, some skills look like exact duplicates of others. But I saw Gail on Friday night, and she was saying that's intentional, because then you can double up on skills if you want to that you ordinarily wouldn't be able to.
Yeah. Did you have any certain favorites?
No, I don't think so. But I looked at, there's, like, some Mesmer skills that look deadly now, and they've really made some great water and earth elementalist skills. The only problem with some of those is you have to get right up to point-blank range, and that could be dangerous for an elementalist.
Yeah, I noticed it seemed like they did kind of buff up the earth magic and also, you know, beast mastery a little bit, and especially minion mastery. It looks like they're trying to push those a lot more.
Yeah, or at least, you know, those haven't seemed as powerful, and now they'll be much more competitive, I think.
Yeah, definitely. I played around a little bit. I made a bunch of different characters and then deleted them, you know. But I made a Necro that I kept for a while, and I made her a minion master. And I got to tell you that my favorite spells are probably the Vampiric Bone Horror and the Flesh Golem. I don't know if you saw those, but those are pretty incredible. Were you able to see those at all?
No, I didn't. I didn't play with any Necro skills.
The vampiric horror basically steals health from whoever it attacks, and it gives it back to you. So if you make an army of these things, you're basically invincible. And then the flesh golem is an elite, an elite horror, and it, when it dies, you can make another one from its corpse. So it's like, you know, a constant source of another corpse or of another minion.
Oh, good. I'd heard that, but I didn't know if it was just a rumor or not.
No, it actually looks pretty cool, too. It has, like, a rhinoceros horn coming out of its face. It's pretty scary looking.
That's cool.
But I wasn't really able to mess with too many other things. Like, I did Ranger a little bit, Ritualist, and Necromancer, mostly. And I did the Ranger just to check out the new animals. And I don't know if you were able to check out a lot of those, but a lot of those are pretty neat, too, like the crane and the tiger and the white tiger.
Yeah, and then there's the black moa bird that people were going after, which just looks cool, isn't really too much different as far as I know.
Yeah, it's got those cool, like, spiked, what do you call it, ankle bands and neck band and all that.
Yeah. And I made a ranger assassin, and I went and captured one of the little crabs. It's funny having a pet that can walk sideways.
I probably, when Factions comes out, that's probably what I'm going to make, actually, is a ranger assassin.
It's nice. You can use your bow skills, or you can get up close, and they're pretty fast. You can double up on the ranger speed skills.
Yeah, I didn't really mess with the assassin too much, but I was more concerned with the ritualist. But, I don't know, I guess I got a couple more hours.
Yeah, I didn't play too much with different character classes because I did that in the last preview. I was more interested in seeing what is, you know, the missions and the quests and what's going on.
Yeah, I agree. And especially, like, the scenery and everything. I guess they said that they, now they're using DirectX 9, and before it was just DirectX 8.
Mm-hmm.
And so I definitely noticed a difference. I mean, the scenery was amazing.
Oh, everything was beautiful. There was this one place that was had this wave of frozen jade, like the ocean crashing over, and it was just beautiful.
Yeah, it's going to be, I think it's going to be pretty neat when it comes out. And I was noticing even things like the little blades of grass and the wheat fields and everything, and it's just amazing. Everything looks so detailed.
Yeah,
looks
great. Yeah. I've always been impressed with all the scenery in Guild Wars. It's really pretty.
Yeah, it's pretty top-notch compared to a lot of other games, and it's more realistic than especially things like, you know, World of Warcraft.
Yeah, I've actually never played that. I just have principles against paying per month.
Actually, I haven't either, but I've seen mostly screenshots, and I've seen a friend play it, but I don't know, I just can't really get into it. So, did you play any of the Alliance battles, the PvP and all that?
I did. I went into the Jade Quarry, and you enter a team, and you have to, like, take over towers and stuff. And it reminded me a lot of the mission where you run around putting the crystals on the little things, and you're fighting the, I think it's the mantle. Instead, you're just fighting other players.
Yeah, I didn't try any of those
and
Alliance battles.
Team got totally annihilated, but... But a lot of it, I think, we got thrown into some middle point of the game, and, you know, we don't really know what's going on and anything.
Yeah, I was listening to a lot of the guys in my guild while they were playing, and I was listening on Vent, and I kind of wish I would have played, but I don't know, I just didn't really get into it. But I guess you had to get, like, 10,000 faction points to be able to get to this next level, and one of the guys in there did it. And he was explaining it me, you know, explaining it to me. But I don't know. I didn't even try any of that really too much. I was too much into, you know, trying to find out more pictures and more information on skills and everything like that. So overall, did you think everything was good? I mean, you think it was something that you're really going to look forward to?
Well, there's parts that I'm looking forward to. The new, like, competitive-type missions weren't exactly what I was thinking. Like, I was thinking that you would be both going, like, two teams going for the same objective, and you weren't fighting each other at all. You were just fighting, like, monsters and trying to get to the objective, and it would be, like, a contest to see who gets there first. But the one that I played was, I mean, it was pretty still PvP-oriented. It just had a little twist on it. So I don't know if there was other ones that I just didn't get a chance to see or what. I mean, I know it's just a little taste to give us an idea of what was going on, but...
Yeah, I think I heard in an interview with Jeff Strain where he was saying that's how it will be. At least some of the competitive missions will be, you know, where you have to both reach a certain goal, but you won't necessarily be fighting against each other, even though you might fight each other to prevent, you know, one another from obtaining the goal. But I don't know if you heard that same interview, but yeah, I heard that there are supposed to be ones like that.
Yeah, so maybe there's different types throughout the game.
Yeah, more than likely.
But probably, I will probably not be too interested in that aspect of the game and really just be interested in who currently holds what town so that I can know where I can go farm.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, speaking of that, I was a little confused on that because I don't know how, maybe you can enlighten me on this, I don't know, but do you know how that all works with that line, you know, the blue-red line? Because I noticed on my map, it pretty much stayed the same all the time, but people in my guild were talking about while they were doing the alliance battles, it was moving back and forth.
Well, from what I understand is there are certain towns that you'll be able to access player versus enemy areas, like where you can go farming or capping, things like Fissure of Woe, right? Well, if your alliance currently, or if your faction currently holds that town, that means you can access those areas. But if your faction doesn't have that town and the other side does, then you can't get in. It sounds like kind of similar to Favor in that sense.
So once they set it up to where we can have alliances, then everyone in that alliance will see the same map then, right?
I don't know.
See, that's what I was confused on, too. I didn't know if... See, I originally thought that every player would see the same map, the same, division line. But then now it kind of seems like it's...
Yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah, but it seems now that it's kind of like whoever's in that alliance is the one who sees that certain map. Because, you know, for the preview weekend, alliances weren't available, so each guild was considered their own alliance. So maybe that's what it was.
Maybe, I don't know. But did you hear anything about numbers of guilds that you could have in an alliance or anything like that? I heard 4, but I wasn't sure.
No, I didn't. I didn't hear anything.
Yeah, whatever I heard is just rumor at the moment, because I don't know.
So you said you were able to listen in on when Gail was speaking on Friday night. Did she say anything that was new?
There was that about the skills. She mentioned again, I don't know if you've heard about it, but they said there's some kind of, it's not rank, but there's going to be some kind of recognition system for people who chiefly play player versus enemy.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so she said we'll like it, but won't say anything else about it.
Yeah, that would make sense. I think that'd be a good idea. I heard her last night, which was Saturday night, but it was mostly, I don't know, a lot of times those little meetings of hers end up being, you know, 500 people asking her out or, you know, asking if she'll marry them or whatever. So there weren't really a lot of good questions going through. So I was curious, and she was actually on again tonight, Sunday night, but I didn't go check it out.
Yeah, sometimes you can sit there for like half an hour and she says nothing new.
Yeah.
One thing that she did say is there is an end of event show of some kind, like the ones that they had at the end of the betas. So she said within the last few hours of the event, so I don't know if you're going to be up at that time. I mean, it usually would happen at the end, so like towards midnight, but I don't know.
Yeah, I did hear her say that. That's right. And I remember thinking that I'll probably miss that, but...
Well, you'll see screenshots and videos and things like that, so...
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, like I was saying before, I was going to go around and take screenshots of everything, and then I figured, you know... So I checked out the forums, because I figured everybody would probably have taken pictures already, and sure enough, there's a million pictures out there. So what I'm going to do is I'll probably, in the show notes or something, I'll probably link to a lot of those pictures.
Yeah, I only took a couple pictures of little pets that I saw that were cute and things like that. Some of it, though, was more impressive if you're just playing it rather than taking a still shot. Like the one where you're running through the wheat field. It looks really neat while you're running through it, but a standing still shot is pretty boring.
Oh, yeah, I definitely agree. And I was thinking that, too, when I was looking at some of the, like when you run over the Jade Sea, you know, the shimmer underneath it and everything, it's really incredible.
Yeah.
And some of the waterfalls that they had.
Yeah, I really liked all of the scenery.
So did you have a preference on Luxon or Kurzik, on which side you liked better?
No, I didn't particularly. Though I've always kind of favored the sea, so I was thinking Luxon, but I'll probably just go with whoever my friends and my guild do.
Yeah, I think we pretty much, as a guild, have decided on Luxon, which I have no problem with at all. I didn't really get to check out Kurzik too much, but it did seem like they were a lot darker. You know, like their towns were darker and their clothes were darker and everything.
Yeah, and I had friends who were saying, oh, they looked really cool, but I kind of liked the Luxon better.
Yeah, I think I did too. And, you know, I heard somebody, when Gail was talking on Saturday night, somebody told her that that there's an easy way to get a lot of faction points right away because of there's so many people that have joined the Luxons. And basically you create a character, you run to the first Luxon town, I forgot what it was called, started with a C, and then you just kind of sit in that Jade Quarry, and then you'll just gain faction just by sitting there, because there's so many more Luxons than Kurziks, so it's like an unbalanced thing or something like that. But he was telling Gail about it, and she said she was going to look into it or something.
Just by sitting there? How do you gain faction like that?
I don't know. That's what he was saying. He was asking if it was a bug, and she said she's going to look into it.
Yeah, because that doesn't make any sense why you would do that. You seems like you would have to do something in order to get the benefit out of it.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, another thing that she said was, even if there's like a bunch of people that all join one side, they have ways to make sure it stays balanced, so it's not like one side is always holding favor, or always holding the towns.
Oh, okay, that's good. Because it did seem like a lot more people were leaning towards Luxon.
So it would be good to make sure that it never happens that, well, you just join one side, because that's the side that always is in power. So what was your general opinion of the weekend?
Well, I was really excited about it first. You know, I wanted to check out all the things. I was at work, actually, when it first came on, and then I started looking at the forums and seeing all the cool weapon skins and, you know, the scenery and everything, and I couldn't wait to get there. To get, you know, playing, and I don't know, it was pretty cool for a while, but knowing that none of that was going to stay, you know, your character wasn't going to stay, and all the, you know, all your experience and everything wasn't going to stay, it kind of ruined it a little bit. But I don't think that reflects at all on, you know, on factions itself. It was just because it was a preview weekend. So once factions comes out, I think it'll be really exciting, and I think it'll take on a whole new thing, you know, for me.
Yeah, I went through the same thing. I stayed up really late when it first came online and I was downloading everything. But it seemed like you kind of just got thrust right into the middle, and there's, you know, no learning curve to find out what was going on. Like, we didn't know, you know, what's the faction for, what are we doing, why are we here.
Yeah, I agree.
And all the new skills do interest me a lot. So I made a monk and was healing, but seeing all the new skills was cool, but not having access to all of my other stuff made it really difficult to play, and so I kind of just abandoned it. Plus, like you said, it's like doing a whole bunch of quests. Why should I, you know, grind through this if there's really going to be nothing except for unlocks to gain from it? But I do think when Factions comes out, when you start from the beginning, you'll get more of a feel for what's happening. Also, I really like the storyline-driven things, and there was no story. I had no idea, why am I in Kanto? What am I doing? Why am I fighting this battle?
Yeah, I didn't even really think about that, but I guess you're right. I guess I was too involved with, you know, trying to soak everything in at once. But yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah, there was a lot to absorb. I did like seeing all of the regular core professions in with having different looks and stuff and different armors, just walking around town looking at people. That was fun.
Were you able to check out all the armors on the PvP? Were you able to create a PvP character and check those out?
I didn't create any PvP, but I went into the regular character creation screen and just looked at the basic armor set that they had. That's a good point. I'll do that today.
Yeah, there's some pretty nice ones. I like the, I don't know if you saw the Minion Master armor. It gives you, I think it gives you armor plus 10 when you have 3 or more minions. So that was pretty cool.
Nice. I did see some screenshots online.
Yeah, people have pretty much taken pictures of every new thing and put it in the forum. So, like I said, I'm going to have links to that.
Yeah, let someone else do all the work.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. All the dirty work's been done.
And then I did the two little quests that one you can get from Lion's Arch, and then the other one you can get from Bergen. They didn't really seem to explain anything about, you know, how are we getting involved. You know, say, you know, you're a citizen of Ascalon. Why are you getting involved into a war that has nothing to do with us?
Yeah, I could see that, because it is pretty, what do you call it, the whole storyline, I guess, is just so completely different from Prophecies, you know, and the segue isn't really there. I guess I could see that.
Yeah, so I'm hoping that we'll find that out, because otherwise I'm thinking, you know, why do I need to choose a side at all? Why do I have to, you know, help one or the other from a storyline, role-playing perspective?
Yeah, it's like, just let me farm all day.
Exactly.
So do you think there's going to be any kind of materials that are going to be high in demand? I know a lot of the armor traders in the new cities in factions had, I noticed that they sold the materials needed for the armor along, you know, right alongside of the armors themselves. And they were selling a lot of like spirit wood planks and vials of ink and stuff like that. So I'm wondering if those prices of those are going to skyrocket here, you know, coming up pretty soon.
I don't know, because we currently have that in our rare material traders already, and, you know, how often are they used?
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like, you know, everybody's going to get new armor as soon as Factions comes out. Everybody's going to replace their armor, or at least most people. And I think people are going to, maybe that would be a good way to just get rich, is just buy all this stuff now, and then once it, you know, the price goes up, when it's in demand, then you can resell it for, you know, a lot higher price. I don't know.
Could be. It's a gamble, though, because nobody knows for sure.
Yeah, and that's like with the rubies and sapphires. Everybody bought those thinking, you know, that that was going to be like a part of armor crafting, you know, in factions, but turns out it's not.
Do you know for sure that it's not?
No, actually, I don't. But, I mean, from what we've seen so far, I guess it's not.
Right. So there's still people who are adamantly saying, no, I'm going to hang on to these rubies and sapphires, because they didn't say, no, they're not being used in the armors.
Yeah. And I guess Ectos are going to probably drop in price, since nobody's going to be getting, you know, Fissure of Woe armor anymore. They're going to be saving up the Amber and the Jadeite for the new armors.
That's quite possible. But Gale did say that Fissure armor is still Fissure armor. So I don't know if there's going to be another, like, equivalent high-end set of armor available in factions, but Fissure is still going to be there.
Yeah, it would be nice if they had another, you know, like, factions Fissure or whatever.
Yeah.
I noticed also, last night when Gail Gray was talking, somebody asked her about a penalty for people who leave groups, you know, if they're going to instill that pretty soon. And she was mentioning that, you know, there shouldn't really be a penalty in case someone didn't really leave intentionally, you know, like they got their, connection reset or whatever. But she was saying that they are talking about doing some kind of, what do you call it? I guess not a penalty would be too strong of a word, but, you know, something will happen to them if they leave a group in the middle of a battle.
I saw something about that too, but they were discussing how, you know, exactly, if somebody just drops their connection by accident, how can you penalize someone for that?
Yeah, so I'd be curious to see how they can diplomatically resolve that, you know.
Yeah, that's one of those tricky ones that it's like, they're also discussing maybe being able to kick players in the middle of a game, but, you know, they said that's probably not going to be ever implemented because of various reasons, and it's one of those that it could be beneficial or it could be abusive.
I personally think there should be an option to where if you do lose your connection, if they can, you know, determine that that's the way you quit somehow, that you should be able to get back in. But I don't know how they would do that.
Oh, yeah, like your same character comes back into the game. Yeah, I agree with that.
Because especially like when you get those Air 7s and, you know, your computer didn't crash or anything like that. It's just, you know, just Guild Wars crashed. So you can get back in a matter of seconds, you know.
Right, yeah. No, I think that would be good. They could maybe set it up so it's only the exact same character name can get back in and no one else.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I was thinking of some other stuff that I hope that they bring into the game pretty soon, but I think probably tops on my list is like a build, a way to save, you know, like a certain build. I don't know what you would call that. You know what I mean? Like if you want to be a minion master, you got all your minion master skills, and you could just save that build and call it like build one or whatever, you know. Some way to do that I think would be really interesting.
Yes, definitely. We're supposed to be able to save skill sets at some point, which makes me very happy.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I would love to see that.
Yeah, and then there will be no more, hold on a second, I have to set my skills. All you do is just click your next thing and switch your armor and you're all set to go.
Yeah, that'd be nice. So was there anything else on the preview weekend that you wanted to talk about?
I don't think there was anything else particularly. I was kind of just ho-hum about the whole thing, really.
Yeah, I was after a day, you know, it kind of got old, and I guess maybe because I didn't really go very far in it, I think I unlocked maybe seven, maybe six cities, and then I would make a new character and start over and then do that, you know, maybe three or four times I did that, and maybe that's why it got kind of boring for me, but in my opinion, even like pre-searing in Prophecies was more exciting. Even though this isn't supposed to be a pre-training area, but still, it just seems like, well, I guess it's like you said, you know, they kind of threw you right in the middle of it, and you're level 20 already, and you're finding max damage weapons, you know, dropped by everything, and maybe that was part of it. There's no real build-up, but yeah, I agree. It was kind of ho-hum after a little while.
And they may also have put us into an area where, intentionally, there's no storyline attached to it, so that it doesn't give anything away.
Yeah, that's likely.
Or it could be they just threw a few pieces together just for us to have a preview and get a taste of it, and that's not actually exact locations of where things are going to be and such.
From what I've heard, though, the marketplace will be in factions, and then like the way that they have the city so close to each other, I heard that that's how they're going to keep it also. So that may very well be. You know, those cities might actually be the ones that we see when Factions comes out.
Oh, okay. But yeah, I am interested in Factions, but when it comes out and integrating it with everything that we have already built, I think. Or starting a new character at level 1 and going from there and getting through the learning curve and finding out how the whole world works.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm definitely going to be merging my accounts, too, because I'd like to see my current characters playing in Kanta, you know. And from what I hear, that the way they're going to be able to do that is when you bring your Prophecies character over to Kanta, it'll start in what is considered the Ascension period for the factions. So, you know, when you bring them over, you won't start out in, like, the training area. And I guess that makes sense, but... You know, I'm definitely going to be merging mine so I can have that that gameplay with my old characters.
Yeah, that does make sense, because then you don't have your level 20 character fighting little level 5 monsters, and you're like, oh, this is boring. But I probably will create some character at the beginning so I can get a whole flavor of the whole game. But I'm not... Neither the Ritualist or the Assassin particularly impressed me, so I didn't create a whole lot of them during this event. I tried out a bunch of different builds during the PvP weekend.
Yeah, I pretty much did the same thing. I know when I was out with my guildies and we were questing a little bit, we were having some fun with that spell recall, where you get, after the spell ends, you get transferred back to, like, say they cast it on me. I was a necro, and I stayed way in the back of the battle, and they were way up front. Somehow, I guess they canceled the spell, and then they went back to my location, so that I could heal them or whatever, you know. Which I think is going to be really cool. I don't know if you got to play with that at all.
Huh, that's interesting. No, I didn't play with that. Some kind of, it'll teleport you back?
Yeah, basically, that's what it does. But you have to cast it on a certain character, and then they have to stay back. And then you get teleported to their location, you know?
Oh, so, like, if the person you cast it on is right in the middle of things, it'll recall you right back into the middle of the battle?
Yeah.
Okay, so that would just take some coordination. It seemed like there was a bunch of skills that are... they're powerful, but they, like, are a little risky. Like, there's a couple powerful monk healing spells, but they had a lower range, so you had to get closer to the people that you're healing.
Oh, yeah, I saw that on a couple of them. I forgot the name of them, but yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and then there's some powerful earth elementalist spells that you have to be right up next to them, but they would, like, totally knock down everything, and your enemies couldn't get away.
There's a new elite sword skill, which wasn't very impressive at all. Basically, I think it was called Dragon Strike or something like that, but it basically just recharged your adrenaline back up, so you can you can use your adrenaline attacks quicker. But to me, I don't know, that wasn't really that great.
Maybe. There's a couple, I think there's one shout that'll make your adrenaline charge faster anyway.
Yeah. So were you able to check out the new dances? I know that's a very important topic.
It is. I did observe them, yes. Some of them I wasn't sure what to say about them.
Did you see the male ritualist and Napoleon Dynamite one?
Yeah.
But yeah, the marketplace was pretty much, swarming with people dancing and sync dancing and everything, and you could see like seven female ritualists dancing in sync, in a little group, and so I guess people were having a lot of fun with that.
Yeah, and it was easy to, without having to create a bunch of characters just to see the emotes, you could just go watch them.
So I guess that'll do it for this review of the preview weekend for Factions, and if you want to contact either me or Lady Sinea, you can contact me at sean@guildcast.com. You can contact Lady Sinea at ladysinea@gmail.com. But until next time, next week should be a regular show.
It'll be a regular show, and I don't have to talk to you.
Yeah, that would be much better. But I guess we'll go ahead and say bye now. So we can say bye to all your fans in the Sinea fan club.
Oh, God, don't start. Yes, it was good talking to you, Sean. I'll see you next week.
Yes, I will talk to you next week. But until then, you can tell your friends and tell your guildmates about guildcast.com. I swear I have ADD or something.
And then I was like, yeah, and then he was like, oh, okay, and then... okay, should we be serious now? When I play this game, it's for blood.